This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This weekend, WSIU and the Carbondale Public Library will present a free screening of the film Real Boy. We also get a visit from a native son. Brad Calcaterra is the founder and creative director of The Studio in New York City. Brad, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer.
This film, Real Boy, explores a journey of a trans teen, and not just that journey, but also the mother, the family, and those surrounding this person. I wonder how important it is for you to talk about things like this. Your program in New York really focuses on this issue.
Yeah, there came a time when I had read an article about a lot of LGBT suicides, and I took away from that, create a safe space for creative people. I started working with actors, and then it sort of expanded, and the whole focus was to create safe space. And after working with students for a while, I saw a real need for that safety and to be held by family in some way. So we created the family, and the movie definitely resonates with that, because, you know, at the bottom of everything, everybody wants to be seen, supported, loved, and respected.
June is LGBT Awareness Month across the country, so people are taking this opportunity to have these conversations. In your mind, you grew up in Herrin, you grew up in this region. How important is it for those conversations to be going on?
I think the conversations are really important. You know, the world is changing rapidly, and whether you agree or disagree with perspectives about the LGBT community or expression, I think it's very important to understand what's going on and see and experience people's perspectives, and be open to conversation.
And part of the screening tomorrow includes that conversation. Real Boy will be shown at 2:30 Saturday, June 17th. That's tomorrow at the Carbondale Public Library. There'll be the screening, and then Brad, you'll be moderating the discussion afterwards.
Correct. We're going to be opening the discussion up for questions and exchange of thoughts and ideas and takeaways.
There are people who find this topic uncomfortable, but they come, and I'm sure people have questions. What would you say to those folks who maybe aren't even sure where to get that dialogue started?
I think this is a great place to start. I think the movie is really well done. I think we see many, many different perspectives. And I think, you know, this is a college town, right? I went to school here. It's always been a place for me to explore and have conversation and create. So I would say come out and see what everything is all about, and stay open-minded and ask questions and be willing to say, I don't know, I don't understand what this is about. And, you know, ask questions.
Sure. And again, that's 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library. Brad, your program in New York, ACT OUT, works with the LGBT community, but particularly young people. How important do you find working with the young people who are just kind of identifying who they are and who they'll be?
Correct. Some of my youngest students that I've worked with are around 13. It's a tough age anyway to be in the world and exploring who you are and coming to terms with who we really are. So I think it's very important at that time period to, again, make space for people so they can explore and have dialogue with each other and realize there are other people that are similar to them or different than them, and able to start conversations and communicate about their differences or about the things that are the same. It's also important to put a nest under those people at this time, because, again, the class itself was started because of a huge number of LGBTQ suicides around the age of 13. So what we want to do is support them so the energy leans towards creativity, not towards addiction, not towards harm, and ultimately not towards taking one's own life.
And for the conversation to continue, I know with Real Boy, with this film that will be screened tomorrow, it focuses not just on Bennett, the teen who is trans, but Bennett's family and his mother's progress through this transition as well.
Yes.
There's support that's needed there.
Absolutely. And what's beautiful about this movie is Bennett's mother, Susie, did not deal with this so well. So it's a really great perspective to see that and see the growth and seeing the eventually coming to terms with the love of the child, no matter the gender. And what was also beautiful is Ben's best friend, Dylan, had the opposite situation. The mother was super supportive. And then the relationship between the two mothers coming into community and supporting each other. And, you know, this works no matter if it's an LGBTQ issue or a life issue. It's a piece of coming together to unite to solve our problems because, you know, we have problems in the world.
And it always helps, I know, to talk about those things with other folks. Real Boy will be screened tomorrow. That's Saturday, June 17th at 2:30 at Carbondale Public Library. It's a part of our Indie Lens pop-up series. You can get more information at WSIU.org, or you can call the Carbondale Public Library for more information there. Brad Calcaterra, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.